Today, in a court in Brussels, lawyers made their case for putting Israel's prime minister on trial for the massacre of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon in 1982. During 2 hours of proceedings, lawyers representing a group of Palestinians argued that Belgium's courts have the authority to try Ariel Sharon for war crimes. Belgium has passed laws empowering its courts to hear cases of crimes against humanity, no matter where they were committed. The plaintiffs in this case want Sharon to stand trial for his role as defense minister in the massacres at Sabra and Shatila on the outskirts of Beirut. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
Today's hearing was held to determine whether Belgian courts have jurisdiction in this first case against an acting head of government. It was technical in nature, but critical for lawyer Michael Verhaeghe and the 23 Palestinian and Lebanese plaintiffs. Verhaeghe says he has new proof of Ariel Sharon's criminal responsibility in the massacres.
These are a number of the documents that we have received at the end of the month of June from an anonymous source.
Verhaeghe says the documents are the minutes of meetings between Israeli officials and high-ranking members of the Lebanese forces militia. The time is 1982, when Israel invaded Lebanon to chase out the PLO and Yasser Arafat. In the minutes, the Israeli defense minister, Ariel Sharon, tells his Lebanese allies how they will have to mop up terrorists and when and how they will enter the Sabra and Shatila camps, surrounded by the Israeli army. The camps were the scene of a 2.5-day bloodbath where hundreds of men, women, and children were slaughtered. What's in question in the lawsuit is the respective responsibility of Sharon, the Israeli commander of the Lebanese operation Amos Yaron, and Lebanese militia leaders. Beyond that, the suit also seeks to establish what happened after the massacres to hundreds of men held by Israeli soldiers in a stadium adjacent to Sabra and Shatila.
If you would really want to put it on the legal level, there is a thing like command responsibility, which has been clarified by latest jurisprudence, for instance by the International Criminal Tribunal for Ex-Yugoslavia, which has said very clearly that command responsibility is not only applicable on the own troops, but also for any other troop which is part of your organization.
Next month, lawyers for Mr. Sharon and the State of Israel get their day in court. They will argue Belgium's tribunals have no jurisdiction. Michel Hirsch is the lawyer for the State of Israel. Hirsch says the Lebanese militias are to blame for the killings, and she says this is a political trial.
L'État d'Israël...
The State of Israel considers that there has been an attack on its sovereignty, which is the doing of the State of Belgium. There is an attack on the normal functioning of states and on their diplomacy, and an attack on Israel's judicial sovereignty, because its own judicial institutions have examined the case of Sabra and Shatila.
Hirsch is referring to the report of the 1983 Kahan Commission on the massacres in the Beirut refugee camps. She's planning to argue that the case be dropped because of double jeopardy, that a judicial commission has already investigated events in Sabra and Shatila. The Kahan Commission established that as Defense Minister, Sharon bore personal responsibility for disregarding the risk of vengeance and bloodshed when sending the Lebanese militia into the camps. The commission recommended Sharon resign his defense portfolio, which he did, while remaining in cabinet. The court will make a final decision whether a trial can start in about 2 months. If it decides Belgium's judges and juries can try an acting head of government, the trial will start in a year's time. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Brussels.